And we're back. Question mark. We want a
question mark.
Well, it's been like 2 months since we've done a podcast.
I'm busy.
Well, no, we're all busy. To all loyal followers, the loyal listeners, do we even have, I don't know if we have any listeners to the podcast, but we apologize. Steve. Yeah, my guy, Steve.
I think, I think 10 people listen to this podcast.
Okay, yes. We want to apologize. It's just busy schedules, hectic, so we finally squeezed one in.
I drove across the country.
You drove across the country. We'll talk about that later, but this is the 60 vs. Everyone podcast. I don't know what episode we're in because we haven't done one in 2 months, but I'm Jesse Mapati alongside Matt Niehaus, and dude, a lot of things have happened since the last time we've done a podcast. Tommy Tuberville continues to be the worst, but we'll talk about that.
Losing his mind.
Yes, but do you want to talk about basketball, Bearcats basketball?
Talk about basketball first.
It tipped off last week, and they handled Brown and Albany pretty good, and then they went to Connecticut to play in the Naismith Tip-Off Hall of Fame tournament. They played Rhode Island. Now, usually when you play on a neutral court, it's supposed to be neutral, right?
Neutral. Yeah, let's talk about neutral courts for a second.
Yes. For the last two seasons, UC has played in neutral sites where they've been the road team because the team they're playing, they don't have to travel that far. They usually travel, like, what, 30 to 40 miles.
Oh, I don't know. We play Kentucky and Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky in the tournament. So, that's a home game. UConn AAC tournament.
And Hartford.
And Hartford.
Home game.
Home game.
Where they play some of their home games.
Right. And then, what else?
Rhode Island,
yeah.
37
this
miles from
weekend.
Their campus.
Unbelievable. So, on Saturday, they played Rhode Island. They got off to a great start. I was like, oh gosh, this team looks good. But I told you, I texted you saying, dude, they're going to cool off because it's UC.
Yeah, I know. We all knew that.
Yeah. You were
nervous.
That's why
I told you I was nervous because I knew that would happen. That
I wasn't nervous. You got to be used to this, dude.
That they come back to Earth.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I go into every year thinking it's going to be different, and then by like week two, I'm like, it's the same fucking shit.
Well, the thing is, college basketball is like the whole season. So, UC got up by 12. Kyle Washington was a beast. He scored like 23
points. Kyle Washington's one of the best pickups.
I can't believe NC State let him go. Thank you, Mark Godfrey. Thank you. Thank you for giving us Kyle Washington because he's been a double-double machine in that tournament. He was named the all-tournament team in the tournament UC just completed. But Rhode Island ended up winning that game on Saturday, 76-71. Offense didn't do much in the second half, only scoring 24 points. The defense didn't do well. Can I ask you a question? Do you agree with Mick Cronin putting KJ in the lineup? Because I think he's doing that senior favor, and I don't like that. So
I don't like that either. KJ represents the school well.
Yeah,
he does everything the right way.
Yeah, the Bearcats.
He's a liability on court at this point. He just leaves his guy open all the time. I was watching the game yesterday, the Penn State game.
Yeah.
And KJ and Quad were both on the floor, and neither one of them would guard the line. And it's like the 3-point line. Why?
We were fortunate that we're playing Penn State, and the game
Penn State's awful.
The game was out of reach when tip-off happened, but
we beat Penn State by more than Duke beat Penn State, so there's that. I think Duke only won by 10.
I don't think it matters.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Penn State hit their shots, and I feel like we're a better defensive team than Duke. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, when we defend...
I hate that new college basketball. You can't play defense like you used to be able to, like 5 years ago. You can't be as...
Like in the Big East times? Yeah.
Also, like the Big East, which is like you play basketball.
Right. It's so ticky-tack right now.
I know, there's so many fouls away from the ball. And it's like, there was some stuff on, I can't remember if it was the Rhode Island game or the Penn State game.
No, the Rhode Island game. There was so many,
that Rhode Island player got called for a foul right in front of Cronin, and Cronin, like, was mouthing off to the refs that it wasn't a foul. Like, even he was like, that's not a foul.
I don't think these refs don't let the players play as much, and that game on Saturday, you can obviously tell it was home cooking for Rhode Island. Like, the crowd was, like, just ridiculous and stuff because it was just all pro Rhode Island.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Hang on.
We got a big dog, Steve, trying to... There you go.
I'll be honest with you. On Sunday or Saturday morning, I can't remember, he jumped off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the ground right here, his feet slid out, and he got his head stuck underneath
the
chair.
We're talking about the dogs.
He got his head stuck underneath this chair that you're sitting in, and then he kept pulling his head back, and he couldn't get his head out, so he was just dragging this leather chair around the floor. was a disaster.
That's a big dog.
120 pounds. He's 11 months.
Man. Anyways.
Monster.
Anyways, Rhode Island played Duke in a championship game and lost. So we figured that was going to happen. I wish we would have played Duke, but to be honest, I don't care. Just get out the tournament healthy, and I'm glad we didn't go
2-2. I don't understand people, like, freaking out. That's what I'm thinking. They were like, it hurts our RPI. Playing Duke would have helped our RPI when it comes to tournament time. Like, trust me. We're pretty much playing the same people we played last year.
Exactly.
Not going to bother us.
Exactly.
Like, we are still playing Iowa State. We're still playing Butler.
Still playing Xavier.
Still playing Xavier. Yeah, like, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll be
alright. The AAC isn't that great this year. No. UConn looks like garbage.
What the? They lost to Wagner.
And Northeastern.
At home.
Yeah.
I think they'll come around, but that's not a good look.
That's a bad look.
But I hear SMU is playing well, and a potential sleeper, Central Florida. They got that Taco dude.
Fuck up.
No, honestly, no, for real. I think Central Florida is a sleeper. They ain't gonna win the conference. I'm just saying they're a sleeper. You know that 7-foot dude.
I like how they make it. They're a sleeper the year that they host the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
See, now they'll end up winning.
They're gonna end up winning. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. So I know. So Central Florida might as well just. Write it in.
Hey, AAC. Have you approved our Las Vegas move yet? I'm still thinking. All right, I'm just saying. Sorry, the NFL game from Mexico City's on. Why did the ref just take a selfie with the fans there?
Because Mexican fans, this is
I've never moment. Seen a ref before. Here, I'll take this picture. Maybe they won't behead me after the game.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen a black referee before.
Would you have traveled to Mexico City for this game?
No way.
No, those guys definitely look like they traveled to Mexico City. Yeah.
No. A lot of Mexicans like Oakland.
I know. Yeah. I was just there.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Lots of cholos in the Bay.
Okay.
There are.
Oh. You
should go sometime.
No, I'm good. Back to basketball. Gosh, we went out of place. Welcome back, podcast. What is your prediction for the basketball season for UC? Because this guy... How many games are you playing? Is it 32? No, just give me the wins and how far they're going to make it in the tournament, this or that.
I'll say 20.
You said 28.
I'm going to say 27 wins.
Okay.
I did account for a loss in this tournament, but whatever. 27 wins, Sweet 16.
You said Elite 8.
I'm tempering my expectations, all right, so I don't have to be that disappointed.
Okay, I said 24 wins, and I say round of 32. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Way to be reasonable.
I'm not getting my hopes up, dude.
What a dick.
It's Cincinnati sports. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to... No.
Believe.
Believe in what? Heartbreaks?
Everything.
No, I'm not believing on everything. No.
Believe in Mick.
I believe in Mick, for sure.
Believe in all these kids.
I hope so. Anyways, about the kids.
I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Troy Copain was named American Athletic Conference preseason player of the year.
He was also named to the Naismith Award Watch. You wouldn't know that, though, if you live in Cincinnati, because the Inquirer refuses to cover it.
Yeah, it's all about Xavier.
A Xavier player got named to it in the front page news.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. So, how do you think Troy's going to do this senior year? Because people are freaking out over his, you know, not the best start he has so far this season, but it's only been 3 games.
I don't look at Troy as being a high scorer.
That's what I'm thinking.
I look at Troy as being a guy that controls the floor.
Yeah.
That's like when I see... No offense to Justin Jennifer, but when I see Justin Jennifer controlling the court, I'm like, ugh, get me Troy back out there.
Hey, I think Justin's going to be... He's
I know,
way
I just don't know
year.
Him that well.
Yeah, you got to get to know him well.
I know, that's what I said.
Well, he's improved so much, I think.
That's true.
Troy reminds me of a... Like you say, control the floor and stuff. He reminds me of Kazmir Wright. Is that a good comparison?
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Speaking of Kazmir Wright, he's in the Bearcat Journal now.
I saw that.
We need to get him on the podcast. I saw one of his blog posts. Pretty nice. Telling UC Bearcat fans not to freak out after losing to Rhode Island.
Yeah, I'm not freaking out about
no. But Kyle Washington.
Hang on a second. Barstool Xavier's Twitter account like posted this gif about UC losing to Rhode Island. Like a crying, like laughing gif. You almost lost to Missouri. You would have lost to Missouri if Sumner didn't flop and the refs were like, oh my god, he got killed out there. Like, shut the fuck up. You should have lost Missouri. You didn't play that well against Clemson. Yeah,
I've got Clemson had a basketball team.
And then you beat Northern Iowa. Oh, my God. Northern Iowa is so good, Matt. They were so good 1 year. Yeah, no one cares. They're not... You're not playing that team. Shut up. But you... I mean, they won the Tire Pro Invitational, which is among the Invitational. It's definitely one of the most prestigious ones. That's why they got the big-name schools there.
Ooh.
Fucking idiots. Ooh. Those people over at Xavier, like... I'm not saying euthanize them like you would say, but... Put a wall around there. Don't let them out.
Put a wall.
Donald Trump should have ran on that platform. All right, Donald. He should have ran on that platform. Fuck the wall, Mexico. Let them come over. They don't annoy me. You want my vote? Put a wall around Norwood. Don't let them out.
I'll be for that.
Yeah.
I'll be for that. For sure.
I'm going to blog that.
Put a wall in Norwood.
All the way around it. The whole city of Norwood.
Yes.
Yes. You got a school. You've got bodegas. You got crime.
You got
housing.
You got Gold Star.
Yeah, shitty Gold Star.
Yes.
They need an airport, maybe, so they can... But they need checkpoints.
Checkpoints, gotcha.
So you got to have your passport to come in and out.
Right.
And then if they come out in the regular city, we go... Oh, I can't say it.
Don't say it.
I need a way to... So we know who they are when they come out. They gotta wear an identification badge at all times. Not like a Star David, more like an X. They have to wear a blue X on all their clothing. And if they're wearing blue shirts, it has to be a white X, and so it's visible at all times.
Ah, okay.
And if they're caught not wearing it, you can never come out of fucking Norwood.
Oh, all right, my I'm not
talking about Xavier.
Unbelievable.
One more thing about Xavier. I can't stand Cincinnati media being like, oh, I cheer for the Bearcats and I cheer for Xavier, but I don't cheer for either one when they play each other. Pick a side. Mo
Wager.
James. Stop being such pussies. Lance. Does Lance even watch Cincinnati sports? Is Lance still around? I don't know. I'm blocked, so I can't ever see what he's doing.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Nah, I don't either.
We got blocked by him, so.
Oh, I have one more thing I need to add to our rundown here.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, boy. That's going
to
be interesting.
Now I'm done talking about Xavier. Move on to this week's matchup, Wednesday night.
They're playing Samford.
Samford. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I want
to... Try to upsell Samford here.
I think Samford is going to pull up a good fight, meaning it's going to be a blowout. I'll say Kyle Washington drops 27. He's going to shoot lights out from three. He's going to be like this.
Double.
Boy, the Kyle Washington had the weirdest jump shot ever.
Dude, his three-point shot, he puts his arms all the way back.
That's what I'm saying. It's goofy.
It's the weirdest.
And he's a goofy person. I mean, have you seen his chin?
Yeah, he doesn't have one.
He's just like...
He doesn't have a chin to push out, but he still manages to push out his chin. There's nothing there.
But he's a beast, though. Oh, my gosh.
I clicked on football.
I'll say UC wins. They gotta win by 30. They don't win by 30, then I'm gonna be like, okay, we got problems.
Okay.
I say Kyle Washington gets 20 plus. Let's
see what this. We don't have a spread in this game either, do we?
Ain't no spread. I'll say the spread should be 30.
Well, Samford's undefeated. Well, nope, they're not undefeated. That's against the spread.
Against the spread. Okay.
There's not a spread for this.
Can they cover the spread in this game?
Well, they lost the University of South Dakota. I believe that's South Dakota.
South Dakota wasn't. They've been an NCAA tournament team.
San Diego. They lost to the University of San Diego.
Ooh.
83-65. Oh, no, they won that game. They lost to New Mexico State.
What?
58-48. They're playing Campbell right now.
Are they winning?
I don't know.
Dang,
yes.
They got...
Yes. 29-18.
Dang, They got to go to UC in like 2 days.
Wait, is Samford an all-black school? Yeah, that is.
So this should be interesting then.
Cool. Maybe they aren't. No, they aren't.
I don't know.
They're just playing in the Southern because the VMI is in there.
You're going to judge it off the name?
No, because they played like Bethune-Cookman and Nicholls State.
Yeah, that's all-black school.
And Jacksonville State. Yeah, that's what I know. That's why I said that. But they play in the Southern Conference.
Right.
Florida State's ranked if we're not ranked anymore? God.
Where are they ranked?
25th. Who they beat?
What?
They beat Charleston Southern, Iona, Winthrop, and Detroit.
And we lost to
we lost to a ranked team. We fall to 29th. We go from 24 to 29.
29th?
Yeah.
Pollsters are lazy, man.
Pollsters suck.
So I don't even, to be honest, I don't care about rankings. People, I saw on Twitter like, we will not rank. It's four games into the season. I could care less about rankings. All I care about is just being healthy and beating Xavier and being in the NCAA tournament and actually making this far and actually cheer and celebrate.
And actually. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Actually, yes.
I don't really care about beating Xavier that much.
Oh, come on now.
I mean, I like it, but I'm more focused on going deeper in the tournament.
Yeah, but we got to be able to just shut those fans up, thinking that, oh, we're a little better to them. Shut up.
How about buying tickets? And our boy has us blocked.
Oh, so we got tickets to the important games for UC basketball. And the ticket guy named Tony.
Tony.
You chatted with him because we were having problems trying to check out and trying to buy the tickets. So, Matt, you took care of that. So, we're finally in the Xavier game. Yes.
We'll be there. We'll be recording content. We got a new camera.
Oh, yeah. We debuted the camera in the Albany game last week. That was kind of
It worked out really well because when I turned it on, we got that good Trey Scott.
That was right on point. I was like, dang. So we'll be in the Xavier game. But the UC ticket guy, Tony, he blocked us on Twitter.
I want to give a shout out for helping us.
I don't understand why.
I go to look for him. Blocked. I was like, damn. I wonder what we said. I get it.
Because if he's a
Tuberville supporter, we haven't exactly been the
nicest. I know, he's not a Tuberville supporter. I know, low-key, you don't like him.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of Tommy.
Now let's talk about UC football, because it's a hotbed of topics.
So, since our last podcast, UC have lost to UConn, Temple, the only win came on my birthday against East Carolina on homecoming. They barely won that game, too. And then who else?
They barely beat Miami.
No, we did a podcast.
That's a good, solid win, though.
Because Miami's on the verge of a MAC championship title game berth. That's kind of sad. But
I hate.
Let's talk about Tuberville's pressers, because those have been very interesting.
He's either the biggest troll or the dumbest person on the planet.
Both. But I'll say he's more
for mature. A guy that says, I don't listen to the hate, I don't listen to the noise, he listens to it more than I do. This guy's more in touch with the hate than I am. And I'm the biggest supplier of the hate. I'm the one out here writing blogs every day. At one point, like 2 weeks ago, when I was in California, well, actually all over the country.
All over the country, yeah, not just California. Yeah. Vegas.
But when I was there, I felt like all I was doing was just writing Tuberville blogs about how dumb he was. Like, how much... And, like, not that I hate him. I think he's probably a nice guy. He is a nice guy. I've met him before.
Yeah, but it's...
Tommy Tuberville, the football coach at the press conferences and on the sidelines, is a... Not a smart person. He says dumb things.
I am proud of you. You about to
I
say...
I want
to
be on the radio someday, Jesse. I can't keep calling people motherfuckers all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you just said it right now. See?
My podcast. I can say what I want. But I'm just showing I can...
Contain yourself?
Make my point and not have to swear.
You got to contain yourself, bro.
I'm just holding this pen. Moving this...
Trying to break that pen.
No, I'm just moving the piece on and off. If I had a paperclip, I'd unwind a paperclip right now. That's how mad I... How angry I get when I talk about Tuberville.
I know.
But he... He just says things, and it's like, what are you talking about? He said something, I don't even know if I was here or if I was there, but he said, Cincinnati is better now than before I got here.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard any human being say in the last decade. Minus Donald Trump being like, let's build a wall. Keep everybody out of Mexico. Yeah, okay. At a non-election cycle news, this is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. Because, what are you talking about? BCS bowl.
You want him in coaching! Year,
bowl game. You
L,
come in.
L.
10-win season. 10-win season. L. You come in 9-win. L. 9-win. L. 7-win. L. 4-6. 4-7 right now.
You're not going to bowl game.
No, they can't. They have to win six games. We're not going to a bowl
apparently,
game.
A couple of 5-7 teams that make it, but...
Yeah, not us.
Not us. I'm just saying, then again, we're not going to beat Tulsa.
Unless the game was in Detroit, and then they know they could sell tickets, but then nobody's going.
I'll go.
I would not go.
You don't want to go to Detroit?
Not unless Tuberville was fired and we had an interim head coach.
Like, 20? You know, Zach Taylor?
Dude, that person that tweeted us has said, Tuberville needs to be fired so Prunty and Taylor get a shot at head coach. They're more insane than Tuberville is. You know Zach what? Taylor, a head coach?
You know
Zach
what?
Taylor can't even run an offense.
Honestly, I have a bad feeling that either one of those
oh,
two
no.
are going to be president.
President, fuck. Davenport leaves, we get Zach Taylor for president. Maybe he can run it more efficiently than his offense runs because his offense can't do dick.
I think one of those two could be the head coach. I
honestly think that's why they got Zach Taylor. I told you this like on a couple podcasts
Fudge.
At the beginning of the season that they were grooming Zach Taylor to be the head coach when Tuberville retires. I don't think Tuberville makes retirement though.
You don't?
He's
staying
60% of me says that he gets fired because they said they sold 25,000 tickets. They said there's 25,000 people at that game on Friday.
What?
Yeah, that's what the school said. There's no way. There's 15 there, maybe.
Maybe.
The amount of people there in the second half, I could probably count on my fingers. There's no one there.
The ruckus was empty.
The ruckus left. Even the kids that are in the ruckus were like, fuck it.
They know. They know.
Yeah. So the school's going to look at that and be like, well, we need to do something because that's what the stadium's going to look like next year. I'm not going into Nippert Stadium for a football game until Tommy Tuberville is not the head coach. I'm not paying for tickets. I'm not going to support that program. I'll support the players.
But they'll be like, well, you still got to go down and support them.
No.
Yeah, but... Shut up.
That's been my money.
Yeah.
My money doesn't go to the players.
No.
They don't get paid. My money's going to Tuberville's contract to keep that stadium lights on, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I can't, in good conscience, give money.
So, what happens if Zach Taylor is the head coach? You going to give him a shot?
No.
Prunty?
Maybe. Well, his defense is pretty all right.
Why,
his defense is
big
all
and
right.
Black?
Huh?
Big
yeah,
and black?
Yeah, scared the shit out of me. He beat the shit out of me.
Honestly, he's
I've
like
seen
the
Zach
only
Taylor in the press box. Yeah. Shout out to our one game in the press box, and then that shit got taken away. God.
You know they saw a blog.
I know they did.
One hit one.
Well, we had a nice run in the press pass.
Is that awful? We're
I was hanging out with this girl, and she, I was like, oh, we used that press pass. And she's like, what happened? I was like, the blog life happened. I happened.
Yeah, blog life happened. They're like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
When I have to explain blog life to her, it's like, this is not... So what's your blog about?
Sports.
Sports.
Entertainment.
Sometimes smoke shows.
Huh?
Yeah. What?
Smoke shows. I hate when you guys say smoke. I really do. Just stop saying that. No one says that.
Everybody says that.
No one says that.
You just don't say it.
No.
Because you hang out with black people and they don't say that.
What does that have to do with anything?
We don't have the same lingo.
Smoke. Oh, she's a smoke. What? Makes no sense. Oh, gosh. So we're done with football. Until Tuberville is... Honestly...
Free Gunner.
Why? That's... Man.
The fact that... All right. Running through my recent Tuberville complaints. We're better now than we were before I got here. False. Shut up. Not starting Gunner on senior night. Why? At least put him in for a series.
Well,
you knew you weren't going to win.
None of the media didn't ask him that question.
I know.
I was like...
That's why we need media passes. So we can ask the hard-hitting
questions.
David Weisong, ask the question.
Get it together, homie.
I actually like David.
Yeah, I like David too. That's what I'm saying.
Except for his occasional Buckeye tweets. And then I went on
and
following.
The Cavaliers. Yeah.
I can learn to live with the Cavaliers. Because I
can't talk crap anymore. I'm just like, they got their ring.
Bitch.
I know. But my Lakers are doing well.
No one cares.
I care. I'm a fan. Me and TZ are fans.
Well, shout out to TZ.
Yes, shout out to JT. But, you continue your little,
I didn't start Gunner, and then he goes, Zach Taylor thought that Hayden Moore had the job won all week, so he went with...
Bull crap.
Moore. First off, false. Second off,
you're
Tommy.
Okay right there?
Had a burn. Tommy, you're the head coach. You can decide. Like, as the head coach, you can be like,
no.
No! We're not going to do that. And then he's going to be like, well, coach, and you're like, well, I'm the big swinging dick at the Cracker Factory right now, and I get paid the big bucks, so we're starting Gunner Keel. Not Zach Taylor, who didn't get retained in Miami because it sucked. It's unbelievable to me. What's another stupid thing he said? Oh, the AAC is on par with the SEC. I think it's just as competitive. Are you out of your goddamn mind, Tommy Tuberville? Are you for real right now? If you're for real, fucking march down to the SEC. Nobody in the AAC can play with Alabama. They got five-star recruits playing special teams because there's nothing else to do with them. Boys play six plays a game. They're headhunting, just blowing people up because they got to take out their frustration because
Meanwhile, in American, we're just like, can we tackle these
guys? We didn't score a touchdown in 180 fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't
see. You think we played Alabama? We can't even play with Vanderbilt right now.
Vanderbilt will beat us. They'll beat us. Kentucky will beat us. Anybody in the SEC will beat us right now.
Missouri?
Yes.
LSU would beat us. Coach O's going to get those boys riled up. I can't understand a word that comes out of his mouth. Somebody said, if Coach O doesn't get signed at LSU, Cincinnati should sign him. That's great. We can't understand this motherfucker, though. He speaks Cajun swamp noise, and I don't know what he's saying.
Hey, he's better than Tuberville.
Yeah, but
what the fuck? I don't care. Hey, if he's winning, who cares?
I know, but I can't send these pressers and go, I need a translator.
That's why we have a translator in there. For a reason.
He has to translate English for me because I don't know what
the man's talking about. He was on Blindside.
Ogeron was?
Because he was the head coach for Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Orr.
Jesus.
Leanne Tui.
Never mind. I don't want any of our players to get a Blindside situation happening. Justin and I were just talking about that tonight. I asked him if he, like, just got into a random car on it. Like, he didn't get into, like, I picked him up at the gym. So I was like, if you didn't get in my car, you got in, like, the wrong car. I was like, what happens if they decide to, like, take you home and try to blindside you? And then we made it this whole racist family, so he had to escape.
Yeah, then I said that the family has, like, a Confederate flag and has a Steve Avery poster.
I don't get why you said Steve Avery, though.
I think a lot of white people that are Confederates love Steve Avery.
Yeah, but does Steve Avery hate black people?
No, I think Steve Avery loves black people. He's not, I don't think he's racist. By the way,
how many black people do you think live in Manitowoc County?
Two.
I was going to guess four, but yeah. Double the population.
Two, yeah.
Mainly because it's hard to say Manitowoc County.
Manitowana. M word.
Joanna, man.
Joanna. Good movie. We just went off topic. Welcome back. Yeah, Tuberville's insane.
He's out of his mind.
So
I feel like I'm missing things that he said, too.
Oh, after the BYU game... Go to hell! Get a job!
Oh, yeah! I wasn't here for that.
Oh, that was crazy.
I didn't,
I blogged,
I was like, in Denver that day.
I blogged, like...
I didn't even get to watch it.
I blogged three times about that night, because I was just so furious and laughing at the same time. He's like, the guy was like, you're killing a university... Well, you're stealing from the university.
We're in a hotel room, and I saw you blogged it, and you said... Get a job was the headline that you picked. And Mark and I both at the same time we saw it and we were like, why didn't he go with go to hell as the headline? You skip over the go to hell part, you're like, Tommy Tuberville tells a fan to get a job. And we're both like, why didn't she say
Mark?
Tommy Tuberville tells a fan to go to hell. That's a way better headline.
Well, everyone had it. Everyone had it. Yahoo had it. Why do you have to go to hell? Get a job. He's not going to have a job if he's the way he's come. That's what I meant.
That headline, nobody wants to click on the get a job headline.
Everyone clicked on it, you fool. They got good clicks that weekend. So screw you, Mark. Okay, gosh.
Mark's right now in the other room like, what is he yelling at me for?
Mark's just a hater.
Sometimes he is.
I did a Twitter reaction.
We got a lot of ads.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we now have...
13, 21 point losses. Pathetic. You always tweet that every time.
That's one of my favorite stats.
That's stat.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, Mike Bone's apology after.
Oh, my God. Mike Bone is a pussy. I can't.
Christian Fryer crawling him out. Man, it's so much.
Tuberville talking about the ban. I think I was here for... No, we haven't done a blog. Oh. I blogged, but we didn't podcast that.
Obviously, we haven't podcast in 2 months.
I feel like every time I write a Tuberville blog, though, I'm just writing the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, we are.
I know.
Because we're sick of...
I need to put the new logo on the website, too. This is the first time I've been on our website in a while. No! Today, I was looking at clicks, like, story clicks today, like, what blogs had the most clicks. why deer hunting is dumb had clicks today. And I was like, why were people reading that? So I clicked on it just to read it because I don't remember what I said. Dude, I don't know what I was thinking. But I still,
the weirdest stuff.
I still stand by the fact that I think deer hunting is really dumb.
It is dumb.
Yeah, I'm going to reblog it tomorrow. I'm going to tweet it out tomorrow because it's one of my favorite ones I ever wrote. But yeah, that's the first time I've actually looked at our blog in months.
Beverly,
I still need to install the new design.
Yeah, we got a new logo too. So
yeah, we're kind of behind the time.
Gosh, we've been
we sell shirts now.
We got Hail Mary 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna order that one tonight.
Tonight?
I'm thinking about ordering it tonight. I don't know. Probably not. I'll just order it tonight and it'll be here by next week. Should have worked for Thanksgiving. That would have been fun.
That would have been funny.
We got the Tupac shirt in white and black, so you can color coordinate for basketball games this year. We got the Cincy Circle shirts, which I have one of, and it's really nice. They actually came out. They look super professional, which is awesome. I got the red and white one. We're going to have sweatshirts.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I haven't decided what design we're going to put on the sweatshirts.
Oh, the logo.
The logo? We'll just do that for us.
I'll wear that for sure.
We'll do that for us.
Okay.
We got blog logo shirts, which I have another one of. The Fire Tub shirt has been retired, mainly because there's only one game left. Oh,
funny thing. You wore that to the homecoming game. Well, we didn't actually go, but we passed by.
Why are there ticket scalpers in Clifton? It blows my mind.
I know, right?
We waited too long to get tickets, and I was like, oh, I'll just buy them at the gate, like from the scalpers. Mainly because I wasn't going to pay $30 from the school for a ticket. That's stupid.
But,
so then we get there, and then there's no ticket scalpers. Yeah. There's this guy scalping tickets for the basketball game we went to last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, standing right out there by Gettler. I was like, come on, dude.
But I remember we were walking around campus trying to look for scalpers, and then people saw your shirt, and some guy's like, Fire Tubs, what? Dang.
And then, firing tubs
then? And then this older gentleman who used to play tight end back in the day for UC football said, I don't agree with that. And then
we were standing up on the stairs by CCM.
Okay. And then out of nowhere, I see a guy just went, boom. And I had the corner of my eye. I'm just like, okay. And he's like, oh, I saw you. You looked at me like, who the F is this white dude? I'm like, no, somebody just came and just went, boom. Scared the crap out of me. Talk about his days at UC, saying that Tuberville should not be fired. I'm like, okay, homie, it's my birthday, so good. Yeah. See, I'm not said that, so you're lucky. But we got Gary Clark problem shirt coming up.
It's live right now. I haven't promoted it yet because I still haven't decided if I'm going to change the logo.
Look,
the font.
Gary will buy that.
I would give him one, but I can't.
He can't, yeah. Until he graduates next year. That's crazy. He'll be a senior next year.
I feel old. But yeah, when he graduates, I'll give him one.
He'll be like, Gary.
We got a Jacob Evans one coming out too. By stock.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
I gotta finish that one, though.
Oh, man. But you have the mushroom head hair now.
I don't even know what else is on. I think that's everything that's on the site. The Problem, Famous Alumni. Oh, we still got the Jordan Era shirt on there.
Ooh.
I need to buy one of those. Two or three people bought them.
Oh, for real?
Already.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't promoted them, so it's cool that they actually just went to the website and checked it out.
Gotcha.
If you did buy one and you're listening to this, tweet me a picture so I can see what it looks like, because I haven't actually seen one in person
yet. Yes. Please.
And then, I think that's it, website-wise.
Okay.
Anything else, Bearcat football, you want to talk about?
We're 22-point underdogs to Tulsa on Friday night.
That's the most preposterous. I never thought I'd see that.
That's crazy.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, as Jake would say. Unbelievable.
Other than that.
Nothing.
You want to talk about Bengals?
Do we have to?
Gio tore his ACL.
AJ
will be back sometime before the end
AJ's
of the year.
No, AJ's out for the year.
He's out for the year.
We
Marvin said that he slept on it and he's decided to keep Mike Nugent.
Who missed two extra points yesterday in the Bills game.
And that was talking Bengals.
And they're 3-6-1. They tied.
We're not done yet.
It's been a crazy rough day, but
he had to ask Jesus for forgiveness for things he's about to say.
No, I'm not. I don't understand why Marvin Lewis is still with the Bengals. It's 14 years.
of mediocrity.
14, and I hate when people say, well, look at the Bengals before he came.
Yeah.
That means absolutely nothing. He's been here 14 years. He's been to playoffs 7 times. He's 0-7.
0-7.
And the Steelers game last year should have been the final draw, but no. Let's give him a chance.
I had a... Oh, good.
I don't get it. You want to be... You want... I don't get it. And the fact that he's keeping Mike Nugent after he cost us the game in London against the Redskins because he missed an extra point. He missed 2 extra points against the Bills on Sunday. That pretty much cost us the game. And you're going to keep him? We're going to work throughout the problem. He still thinks we have a shot to make the playoffs. Then again, we're in the AFC North. Probably the worst division in football right now because we're only 1.5 games out of the first place. Because the Steelers are 5-5. The Ravens are 5-5. We're 3-6-1. So, we play Baltimore this weekend. So, if we win, we're only 1 game out. And I don't know who Pittsburgh plays, but they win. They'll be first place. But we'll still be 1 game out. But we're not going to play. If they make the playoffs, I'm...
Not going.
I'm not even going to watch the game. Rather watch Bethune-Cookman versus Lehigh. I ain't watching that crap.
It'd probably be a better game.
Well, heck yeah. NFL sucks. Bengals suck. Garbage. I'm done. Your Packers suck on defense. Yeah, they do. Holy crap.
I'll be honest with you, I don't watch the NFL.
I know you don't watch the NFL.
I'm watching highlights right now, like, wow, this happened yesterday?
This is crap.
Have you ever seen how bald Blake Bortles is? It's insane. How is he dating that Lindsay Duke girl who's a 10? And he has
surprised. I'm glad you said that. I was waiting for you to say smoke.
She was a smoke at one point.
Yeah, the Bengals, they're going to lose. I just want them to just lose out and get Jabril Peppers. Jabril. Yes.
All right.
Vote for Peppers. Get him. Or someone. We need a corner. I'm sick of these offices. I'm done. Move on. All right.
That was talking Bengals with a very depressed Bengals fan. Another Bengals fan news. The bearded wonder, the guy with the long Bengals beard who wraps his beers up in it, got arrested in Warren County for drug trafficking charges. Go figure. The guy who's got a beard 3 feet long does drugs. What a crazy world.
What kind of drugs?
I don't know. Didn't say.
What?
I would assume marijuana. Maybe some heroin. Maybe cocaine. I don't know.
Just the way he looks like.
He looks like a guy that do drugs. But if you're going to be a drug dealer, maybe not be so, have such distinguishing characteristics. Like, so I don't know, noticeable. A 3-foot beard that's painted orange.
It's like, we know who you are.
Yeah. Aren't you that guy? Yeah. He's the easiest person to pick out, like, oh, who sold you drugs? That dude.
You know,
the guy with a 3-foot beard that's got a 6-pack wrapped up in it. Like, you're an idiot, dude. But, so he's in jail. We'll follow up on that.
Well, yeah, definitely. It's just been.
He's in Warren County. We could just mosey on over there and knock on some doors.
But you know,
I think they frown upon that though. Show up at the jail and start knocking on doors. Hey, we need to talk to Gary.
Yeah, we just want to talk to Gary. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, Gary Faulkner.
Faulkner.
Gary G A R E Y. Preposterous way to spell Gary.
What?
Yeah, G A R Y is Gary. It's Gary.
Gary.
So stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Quick
college football playoff. Who's making it? Okay, we can.
Alabama.
Bama's the obvious, but 2, 3, 4.
Ohio State or Michigan has to make it because they play each other this weekend.
I'll say Michigan.
Michigan.
Such
Washington.
No.
Yeah.
I need another Big Ten school makes it.
No.
Either Penn State or Wisconsin.
Penn State's garbage. Everyone is talking about Penn State. Penn State's so good. Penn State is not good.
Penn State makes the playoffs.
They get demolished by Alabama 10 out of 10 times.
Well, we said that to when Ohio State played Bama 2 years ago. Look what happened. I'm not saying Penn State's not going to beat Bama. I'm just saying. Penn State's not a bad football team. They're not. I'll take James Franklin as my coach any day. Don't look at me like that. You'll take Franklin.
Jesse just compared 2014 Ohio State to 2016 Penn State.
I'm just saying.
Half that team went to the NFL.
Okay.
This Penn State team, half these boys are going to go be a fucking Enterprise rent-a-car next year. Like,
that's kind of mean right there.
They hire more college athletes than anyone else. Haven't you seen the commercials?
I know, but I'm just saying. I would not want to see a Penn State-Bama semifinal game.
Nobody would. It'd be a demolition.
Okay, so it'll
Clemson. Unless they Clemson the AAC or the ACC title game.
They play probably Tech. Tech's a good defense.
No, they'll demolish them.
Dude, you're burpy, man.
I've been drinking too much 7-Up.
Yeah. But, so Bama, Michigan, Clemson, and Bucky the Badger.
No.
Whiskey and Bama. Low-key, I think Whiskey can probably hang around. They ain't going to beat them, but their defense is pretty solid.
Beat Alabama?
Not beat Alabama, but hang around. I mean, if Chattanooga can hang out with Bama, why not?
I think Alabama just looked past them because they're ready for the Iron Bowl.
Nick was like, you suck. I'm going to tell him off.
You want me to tell him that?
I'm going
to
tell him that. She's like, oh, okay.
I felt bad for that reporter. She just has a question. Nick treats her like shit.
Nick was just Nick, like, you know.
Nick, Mick, they're the same thing. One's like a racial stereotype, whatever.
Okay. So.
Irish people.
Should be interesting these last 2 weeks. Hopefully. And you want to talk about Ohio State with the whole M thing because it's Michigan. Well, you can't use M. It's just a childish thing.
That's so stupid.
So.
New segment. What's the dumbest thing you've seen this week? Oh, I don't know. Ohio State not using M's. Because they're grown-ass men walking around going,
N. So, at. Stop at.
M.
I'm not using your... So, Matt, I'm going to call you at.
Yeah, I know. I put that on my blog.
Stop at.
Yeah, it's stupid. I can't walk around...
Ogren. Morgan. Oregon.
Oregon.
It's so stupid.
That's awful. That's an awful name, really. It's so dumb. Like, they can't even spell the name of their own city without having to X out something.
So,
it's just Colbus.
So if the Blue Jackets are playing right now, they'll be like
Colubus.
Coluba? What the fuck?
Colubus Blue Jackets.
Oh my gosh. That's so childish. Unbelievable. Mexico City looks pretty nice.
At night.
A lot of cars though. Gosh, yeah. Dang.
There's like 8 million people that live there.
Dang. What do you think? A lot of people are probably jumping the walls right now.
What walls?
I don't know. The stadium looks crap.
That stadium is so tiny. Well, not tiny, but they don't let anyone sit down low. Like, the only place you can sit is up high or at the back. Wow. Whatever. I want to talk about Joey Votto for a second.
Oh, well, the Cubs are World Series champions because, you know, we haven't podcast. That was a great World Series.
That was probably one of the best World Series I've seen.
And a great Game 7.
Yeah, freaking it was.
Indians blew a 3-1 lead. Now you Cleveland fans can shut up about that. I hate that. Go ahead.
The girl I've been talking to, she teaches at Middletown. Kyle Schwarber is giving a speech there tomorrow. She sent me a picture today. She's like, do you know who this is? And I was like, bitch, are you crazy?
Giving a speech there tomorrow?
Yeah, he's talking to the kids.
Let's go. Content.
I can't. I have to work.
Yeah, work. Ah, shoot.
I'm
the
an adult. They go to school during the day.
We'll be like, what are you guys doing here?
I should just have her record it and then just send it to me.
She'd be like, can you do that?
Yeah, probably.
Everyone's going to record it. Kyle Schwarber, freaking World Series champion. Go ahead.
Joey Votto finished seventh in the MVP.
What? Uh-oh.
Seventh.
Here comes Matt's soliloquy.
MVP's Most Valuable Player Award goes to the guy who was most valuable to his team during the regular season. The term regular season.
You want to know who got it? Every girl loves him.
Chris Bryant won the MVP. How? I have absolutely no idea. He wasn't even the best player on his own team. Anthony Rizzo has better numbers than Chris Bryant. Maybe he didn't have as great of a playoff, but it's not about the playoffs. Joey Votto meant more to his team than anyone else on that list. 408 hitter in the second half, 327 hitter during the regular season.
That's sick.
97 or 99 RBI. His on-base percentage was like 478 or 458. One of the two. He was on base 50% of the time, basically.
80.
Huh?
In the second half, it felt like he was on base.
Oh, yeah, he's always on base. Time. I can't even tell you the last time I saw Joey Votto ground out or pop out. Like, he doesn't happen, didn't happen in the second half.
Nope.
Chris Bryant got on base like 28% of the time or some shit like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but he's the MVP. And meanwhile, Votto, the highest place vote he got on anyone's ballot was 1/5 place vote. Everybody else voted him below that. I'm so sick and tired of the Baseball Writers Association of America in their popularity contest. Whoever the hot name is, oh, that's who we pick. Bryce Harper had a really good 2015, so I can't really complain about that because he was a really good player. But Votto should be higher than that. He had better numbers this year than he did in his 2010 MVP year.
You know why? It's because they weren't winning this year.
Well, yeah, it's because the Reds suck. The Reds' social media team, Lisa Braun, has everyone blocked, so it's like we can't even retweet or promote Votto's achievements.
We didn't do a better job of doing that as well. I wish we could have, like, you know,
said, we talked about all the funny things that he did.
True. But he was having an amazing, historic second half.
But there's other people that know way more about baseball than me.
True.
Doug. Doug Gray.
Oh, your uncle?
Not my uncle. It's like second cousin.
He's still family.
Yeah. I'll be seeing him at the Christmas party on December 10th.
That early?
Butler game. I was going to go to the Butler game.
Ah, okay. Like,
oh, we got a Christmas party that night at 6:30. Excuse Woman.
Me. That's your mama.
I'm about to be late to that party because I gotta watch this game.
Oh yeah, game's like 4:30.
4:30.
What time's the party?
6:30.
That'll be ending. Is it here or a place?
No, it's at a hall. We ran out of place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Shoot, watch
did
it there.
Did you go? No, I didn't go last year because I was in Colorado skiing.
Oh.
I can't do that again this year. Mark probably just bring you
to the party.
What the fuck else are you doing? You know everybody, so.
I got invited to another party?
I mean, probably.
December when? 10th?
Yeah.
Okay. Another white party.
All white people.
I know that. Will she be? No.
Who?
The one that got married?
No, my mom's side of the family.
Oh, have I met your mom's side of the family?
Yeah, Ron.
Oh, Ron, yes, I'm definitely going. Yes. Uncle Ron, yeah.
I thought it was mine.
I'm definitely going. I continue what you're going to say about Joey because we got off track.
Okay. He should have been higher in the MVP race. He didn't need to win it, but he should have been top three.
So name other than Brian, name the other five players that were over him. Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman, Nolan Arredondo, okay. Anthony Rizzo, Daniel Murphy.
Okay, I can understand Murphy.
Chris Bryant, and...
A pitcher?
No. There's Johnny Cueto got two votes. Like, who voted for Johnny Cueto?
His people.
I know. I don't even know who the other person was. Doesn't matter.
I can understand Daniel Murphy,
Daniel Murphy hit .347. He should have won it!
That's crazy!
I know!
But a .288 hitter wins MVP.
No, Bryant's a .292
hitter. I can give a crap! Still under 300.
Yeah, under 300.
Only reason why he won MVP is because the media just loves him some Cubs.
Yeah. Silver Slugger went to Rizzo over Votto. And Murphy!
Oh, wow.
Does Murphy play first base?
Third. No.
He plays third.
Yeah.
Never mind. I think he won his.
That would have been a crime of the century.
I actually would have wrote a blog in favor of Daniel Murphy winning that over Votto.
Even though we're not Washington versus everyone. We're still we got your backs.
They got dusty. So enough. I'm going to skip over that. No one cares, but Votto should have won. I wrote a blog last week about Cincinnati sports' recent bad coaches, like their history of bad coaches. During my research for all that, you know what pisses me off? I can write a blog in 10 seconds about some bullshit that'll get way more clicks. I actually do some research and take like a whole day on a blog. It gets no clicks. Like,
what a waste!
Like 70 people read it. I was like,
well, that's not bad. That was on a what? You blogged that on what? On a Sunday? Monday?
I think it was a Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon. People are coming out of work.
I should have reblogged it.
Yeah, you could have just retweeted it or something.
That's the ugliest looking person I've ever seen down there with the glasses on. Close your mouth, stupid. But basically what I learned is, like, it's not that we've had bad coaches. Like, we've had some bad coaches. Marvin Lewis, Brian Price, Tommy Tuberville. We've had a lot of bad owners and executives.
Mike Brown, Wayne Kubicki.
Davey Johnson was the manager of the Reds from halfway through 1993.
Hey, Davey Johnson!
The end of 1995. He led the Reds to the best record in the National League before the strike in 94. And took them to the playoffs in 95, but lost in that one game play-in to the Mets. No.
No, they played the Braves in the NLCS.
The Braves. Yeah, you're right.
They got swept.
No, they were 3-2. They lost 3-2.
You sure?
I'm almost positive. I'm pretty sure his playoff record was 3-2, and he only went to the playoffs once.
I'm pretty sure they got swept. You know the Braves in the 90s were good? Maybe you're right. Maybe I probably am wrong. Then again,
but
that looks like
he got fired after the year because Marchand wasn't happy that Davey Johnson
got white teeth.
Was living with his girlfriend at the time. She thought that was sacrilegious to God.
To the, wait, what?
To Jesus.
That's what Marge said?
Yeah.
Marge is an OG.
Marge is an asshole. She sacrificed the team winning because she didn't agree that he was living with his girlfriend. Who cares?
Hey, Marge is a legend.
1995. Oh, yeah, you're right. We just got straight.
Exactly. Oh,
we won the Division League series. We lost in the CS.
We got swept by Atlanta. Yeah. Okay.
So we went three. We swept the Dodgers in the... That's where the three wins came from. Okay.
Because Barry won MVP that year. Larkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he did.
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, 95.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It matters.
I'll just make sure. Yeah, you're right. And a gold glove. And a silver slugger.
Whew, Barry was on fire in 95. Yeah,
and he was an all-star.
Sheesh.
All right, but yeah. Basically, what comes down to the fact that we just have really shitty... Sam Wyche.
Wyche.
Oh, I did say Wyche the other day, too, and I got corrected. My bad. I'm on a roll. Wyche, you're right.
Wyche.
I knew it was Wyche, too. Somebody just told me that. He got fired by Mike Brown when Mike Brown took over for his dad after his dad passed away. And then Mike Brown...
got murdered, by the way.
He did?
Yeah. Look it up.
No way.
Bob Brown got murdered. Yes.
For real?
Look it up.
Hang on a second here.
Yes. His dad was murdered. Blood. Shed. Pure blood.
I don't know. Can there...
Murder!
I don't see anything about Paul Brown being murdered.
Type in Paul Brown in Wikipedia. That's there's a lot of Paul Browns here in America.
I know.
What the fuck? You just type in Paul Brown murdered. What's that going to do? What's that going to do? Oh.
Turns out there's a lot of Paul Browns that got murdered, so there's that.
Murder!
He died of a heart attack. No.
Uh-huh.
Brown sailed on as team president following his retirement, and the Bengals later made two trips to the Super Bowl, losing both games to Walsh. He rarely made appearances in public. However, he died on August 5th, 1991, at home of complications from pneumonia.
What? No! I swear someone... No! No way! I thought it was a murder!
No, it wasn't murder. He and Katie had three sons. Following Katie's death of a heart attack in 1969, he married Secretary. His son Robin died of cancer in 1978. Brown is buried at Rose Hill Cemetery in Massillon. I thought he was buried at Rose Hill Cemetery in Mason. I was like, we gotta go see this son of a bitch.
Why? Be like, hey, can you please come back and fire Marvin Lewis and kill your freaking Nala? Okay, that's bad. That's bad. No, don't kill your son. I'm sorry. That's bad. No, my bad.
But back to my original point, Mike Brown told the media that Sam resigned so they didn't have to pay out his contract.
Wow.
And then Sam said, no, I got fired. He had to sue him. Unbelievable.
Wow. I did not know that.
Mike Brown is an asshole. In my opinion. Don't sue me because... Actually, I might have as much money as Mike Brown does. I don't know. He seems kind of poor.
He runs the freaking team!
Yeah, but that's his... They don't have anything outside of that. Like, this is their business. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's why they suck. Because true. He runs it as a business and not as a toy. Jerry Jones.
At least his team is 9-1.
I don't have anything else. I'm done. Depressed. I'm going to write a blog about the terrible owners that we've had in this city because it comes down to the owners.
I mean, we're becoming a new Cleveland, but not as like...
We are Cleveland! Minus the river catching on fire.
We're Cleveland. We're... Sinclair.
Shut up.
I'll tell you to shut up. Any luck on finding dates to San Fran for your friend's wedding?
Yo, I got into it with fucking Melanie the other day.
Don't argue with a black girl. Why did you keep telling people this?
Insane. I was like, I told her fuck off. I was like, honestly, Melanie, fuck off.
What?
So then she was like, how long would you date somebody before you propose to them? I was like, you can't just go from that to that question. I haven't talked to her. She's in Italy right now, too, so I...
Dang!
We don't have reception.
You told
places that have terrible reception in the United States. Most parts of Kansas.
You talk about your trip.
Most parts of eastern Colorado. Utah. No reception. Anywhere outside of Las Vegas and Nevada. No reception. Wyoming. No reception. Nebraska. Not great reception. Middle of California, which is a dump. No reception. Basically.
I thought Vegas was a dump.
Yo, why do people go to Las Vegas? That blows my mind. I was in Las Vegas for one night. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I woke up at 6 o'clock the next morning, threw my stuff in the car, and we were gone.
Yes, sir. Get the frick out of here.
Yo, we got to Vegas, right, on a Sunday. I expected it to be pretty calm. Like, people would be going, like, leaving Vegas to go home. Like, they were there for the weekend.
Right.
Packed. Mark drove into Vegas. Mark can't drive in a city to save his life. That was mistake number one. We stayed at the Paris Hotel. I've never been to Las Vegas. Paris Hotel seemed like a pretty decent place to stay. Until I get inside, everything's in French. Guess what I took in college and high school? Spanish. Because there's not a billion French people coming to this country every year. There's a billion Spanish people. I need to be able to talk to them. So we get into the hotel. All the signs are in French. Fuck. I don't speak French in the least. Thankfully, guest registration pretty much looks like it does in English.
Right.
So we went over there. We got registered. We got in.
We got in.
Parking garage isn't connected to the hotel. Rewind real quick. In front of the hotel, they have like the big, I think it's the Mont Tremblant, like the big arch thing. You got to drive around the circle. You know, like the big arch that they have and that you see in France and all the cars drive around it? Like.
I haven't been to France.
Well.
I want to go to France, but...
Why? They got a lot of terrorist attacks.
Not recently.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like in the last week?
That.
Oh, okay. That looks nice.
There's one of those at our hotel.
Oh, really?
So you gotta drive around it to get in front of the, like, to, like, where the lobby is. So we pull up. Cabs, valet, limos. Nowhere for us to park. So Mark was like, shit. Mark was blocking all three lanes of traffic. At one point.
People probably were like, what the fuck?
Loops around. We go back to the garage. Car pulls out right in front of us. Mark has to slam on the brakes. As he slams on the brakes, hits a speed bump at about 30 in my car. My car sits 4 inches off the ground. He's like, boom! He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's fine. Pull in the garage. Let's go find a parking spot. We go in the garage. And the garage, like, the ramp to go up is so steep. Mark just drove straight into it. And again, my car sits really low to the ground. And it was like,
get it.
Bam!
Get it.
We smash into the ground. I'm sorry. I was like, I don't care. Just park the car.
I'm sorry.
So we parked the car.
I'm sorry.
So we're parked on the fourth floor of the garage. We have to go down to the first floor, walk into the hotel, register, come back, go up 4 floors, get our stuff, go back down 4 floors, back into the hotel.
Back
and
over
then
there.
Up.
Back this way.
Why aren't they connected?
Oh my god.
It makes no sense.
Wow.
We were gonna play slots. Couldn't figure out where to get the Dave and Buster's card at, so we just left.
So lame. Like, they had to do. You guys have to do
I
that.
I don't even know where to get it at. I saw these old people with that. I was like, man, these old people can figure it out. We can certainly figure it out. No idea.
Did you see any strippers?
Yo, no. We saw like 4 call girls go up in the elevator. We were eating pizza on the streets of Paris. Which actually turned out to not be that bad. But Mark was like, those girls are definitely getting some dick tonight. And he was not wrong. They were definitely going upstairs for some fun. Not to my floor, though. We saw this lady walk by. You know, I think I told you this. Like, girls wear, like, those dresses now. Like, girls our age wear those dresses. Like, those deep Vs to show off the side cleavage.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I think we're all fans of that.
No.
Not when a 79-year-old woman wears it with her boobs sagging down to her belly button. Mark was like, he stopped eating. And he looked at me. He was like, look, turn around. I turn around. And it's a sight that I'll never be able to unsee. Her boobs. Like, she was showing the cleavage. Her boobs were over a foot long. I was like, oh my god. And she thought she was the hottest thing on earth. It was ridiculous. Her husband thought she was so hot.
I got my wife here. Yeah. One now.
They had you. Caesar's Palace, I think we were in Caesar's, they have the best sports betting area. all they have so many screens in there. I was like, this is, I understand why people sports bet now.
Right.
Went to a lot of shops. Mark bought NWA straight out of Compton on vinyl for whatever reason.
Oh, because it's a classic, because and it's he's
classic.
Yeah.
He's well versed in that. Okay.
No.
That's
not, he's just back up to me.
Overall, Vegas is dirty. My shoes are black after one night of walking around on the street.
My shoes black.
I've never been to Vegas before. My general assumption of Vegas, everybody that's like between the ages of 21 and 30 like to dress up like they have $1 million when they have, you know, $500 to their name. They all think that they're hotshots. They all kind of look like they're out for a fight. Stop it. Older people that are there also like to think that they're rich, but they may actually be rich. So it's hard to tell with them. There's a lot of white trash. A lot of white trash in Las Vegas. I'll never understand why you take like a 4-year-old to Vegas either, too.
Why?
That makes no sense to me.
Do you know? They're traumatized.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bright lights.
Well, a naked girl.
Like, the girls walk around the street with their shirts off, like with their...
I can't believe they actually do
their
that.
Bodies all painted up. Worst tits I've ever seen. Not worse than like the saggy titted lady, but they were not great boobs. I was like, all right. Hey, Colleen Crowley's new boyfriend scored a touchdown. Oh, wait, no, he didn't.
DeAndre?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm waiting for the domestic violence incident report to come out soon.
Then we drove to San Francisco from Las Vegas. I'll be honest with you. The eastern side of California, the middle of California. It's hot garbage.
Really?
Dude, there's nothing there. We drove through Bakersfield. Bakersfield is a prison town. Like, they got barbed wire and fences around everything. They're challenging it. It's a crazy place. San Francisco, great as always. Shout out to the Bay.
Getting Warriors gear?
No.
No.
Lakers we were going to go to the... Who are they playing? The Pelicans. But then...
Oh, that was the night Steph Curry broke the...
I know, right?
Most single 3-point game.
But we were staying in Pacifica, and that's on the beach. And Oakland's on the other side of the bay. That's a long gotcha. Drive. So, fun trip. We drove to Laramie, Wyoming.
Laramie what?
On the way home. I don't know. I could do a whole podcast on our adventure. Whatever. It was a fun time. If you ever had the chance to drive across the country, do it once. just once. Then fly the rest of the time. Because it's cool to see everything. Eastern Colorado, Grand Junction. You feel like you're in Westworld if you've been watching that. Utah, kind of the same way. Actually, the same way. Arizona, you clip it for just a second. Great. We went to the Hoover Dam.
Hoover really Dam!
Cool. Really cool. Massive facility.
Bet.
Wyoming. I have no idea what the state of Wyoming looks like because it was dark when we drove into it and it was dark when we drove out of it.
So how long it took you to get out of state, to get out of that state?
We spent the night in Wyoming, so...
Ah.
But even when we woke up, it was still dark, so... We drove 17 hours back-to-back days to get home.
No thanks.
Not... Don't recommend it.
No thanks.
Shout out to Alex for saving our asses on that drive home the second night because we would not have made it home if it wasn't for him talking to us for an hour and a half.
Yeah, my phone was... MIA.
Yeah.
Everyone thought
we were going to call you too.
Everyone thought I was dead, so.
Yeah, well, that's a good conclusion to jump to. You got anything else, Dad? You got any hot Tinder news?
I'm not on Tinder!
I don't know how
you're doing. I'm good. There's nothing.
You're good?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Living a single life. I love it. I'm good. I'm straight.
He doesn't love it. If you're all white girl, tall ish, hit him up.
What? Tall ish? What are you talking about?
Full figured.
Anyways, what are we going to close out this podcast on?
What's that one girl's name that you like? Claire?
Dude, what the fudge?
I got it right. I'll dub that out. I'll cut that out.
I got you for this next podcast. Hey, our boy Action Jackson, you suck.
What happened?
Nah, just he's been putting out funny videos lately, man.
He has been putting out funny
videos? He has.
Oh, I thought you said you suck.
No, you suck for saying that.
Oh, sorry. I honestly didn't know if that was her name. I was just
you did.
I was guessing there.
Still, she followed me. Shut the frick up.
Anything else? Shout out to Carly for watching the game with us last week.
She'll probably watch the game with us this week.
We need to meet Bob.
Ugh.
Oh, is she going to be there on Wednesday?
She's probably. Well, she's going home, but she's like, I don't know if I want to drive all the way back to the game. I told her.
She live in, like, Lebanon?
Loveland. I'm like.
Loveland?
Yeah.
It's like a 20-minute drive.
I was like, what you got going on? She's like, nothing. Then go in the game.
Exactly. Shut up.
Yeah, shout out to Carly.
We're done.
That's my girl.
It's over an hour. We're done.
Okay. I want to hear Action Jackson. We'll put a clip on Facebook.
No, I don't have time. We'll just do it off the air.
Okay. See you in 4 months. We'll see you. We'll see you in Selection Sunday.
What's next week? We could probably do it next week.
All right. That's all they see.
I'm not doing anything.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Maybe we'll do one this weekend.
What's going on this weekend? Oh, yeah. We can do one this weekend.
I don't know. We'll be back.
We'll see you next week. Question.